This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Another good day for COVID-19 numbers across southern Colorado as we continue to fight off the pandemic. El Paso County reporting an additional 73 cases and 2 deaths to the state health department in the past 24 hours. Those are numbers similar to what we saw during the early parts of October, right before that third spike in cases. Pueblo County reporting 15 cases and 2 more deaths. That's a bit lower than the number we were seeing at the beginning of last week. Delaware County reporting 4 new cases and no deaths, just 2 new cases to report in the past 24 hours out of Fremont County. The state positivity rate also down to 4%, matching numbers we saw in early October, but we still have a ways to go compared to the lowest positivity rate during the pandemic, which was 2.5%, which took place during early September. Letitia Stauch, the woman accused of murdering her stepson Gannon, will be in court tomorrow for a hearing that could determine whether she's mentally fit to stand trial. Stauch already passed one competency test this summer at the state hospital in Pueblo, but her defense team challenged those results. Another Southern Colorado man facing charges following the violent protests at the U.S. Capitol building earlier this month. More now with KRDO's Bart Bedsole.
The FBI has filed court documents accusing 24-year-old Robert Gleswine of assault on a federal officer, destruction of federal property, and several other charges. Gleswine lives in Woodland Park and reportedly runs a paramilitary group called Woodland Wild Dogs. He was first identified by a patch for the group that was visible on his clothing, then by his Colorado driver's license ID and social media posts. Bart Bedsole, KRDO News.
Police in Pueblo say they have a suspect in custody following a deadly shooting on 2nd Avenue. Investigators say that 36-year-old Tyler Wood was found with a gunshot wound early Saturday morning and died before he could be taken to an area hospital. Police say 20-year-old Alex Romero had an altercation with Wood before the shooting. Romero being charged with second-degree murder in connection with Wood's death. Dozens of volunteers using the MLK holiday to help those in need. Leaders at the Care and Share Food Bank say that Martin Luther King Jr. believed in helping everyone, and they are using today as a way to honor his legacy. In years past, the food bank had seen more than 100 volunteers on the yearly holiday, and even with added precautions, Lynn Telford, CEO of Care and Share, said that the show must go on, and they're grateful for the dozens of volunteers they had helping out.
We have a lot of work right now for the volunteers to do, so there was no question of canceling it. This is an important day at Care and Share.
The need for volunteers at Care and Share is greater than ever. Some seniors and corporations have opted out of volunteering in the recent months due to health concerns. The food bank is still providing 50% more food to the community as individuals and families continue to struggle financially due to the pandemic. It was a special day for D60 in Pueblo as some students were able to return to the classroom. It's just one more positive sign of Southern Colorado's ability to reduce new COVID-19 numbers. All K through 5th grade students were allowed back into district buildings. Middle school students are currently working on a hybrid schedule, aren't at home to start the week, but will be back in the classroom in just a few days. As for high school students, they're expected back at school next Monday. Kate Harshman, principal of Minocqua Elementary, says that social distancing, mask wearing, and regular hand washing are just a few ways that students are staying safe.
The joy, like kids are writing and there was energy in drawing a picture. First graders just learning about great or fewer than and more than, and kids are screaming and excited about sharing out, and you know, it's just we're right back in the groove of things.
Going back to the classroom is not mandatory. Students and families can sign up for 100% online classes while vaccines are continuing to be distributed to high-risk individuals.
Mostly cloudy skies will stay in effect overnight tonight. Temperatures in the teens and 20s for the Pikes Peak region. We will begin with a few snow flurries into the evening hours. Could be enough to coat the roads in western El Paso County and Teller County. Otherwise, a trace to 2 inches possible for the Pikes Peak region. Heavier amounts towards parts of Pueblo County and parts of our southern mountains with some light to moderate amounts of snow that could be enough to warn a few slick spots on the roads Tuesday morning. We will gradually clear out Tuesday afternoon, highs in the 30s and 40s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.